In the oceans, temperatures have been off the charts this year. Researchers have had to modify the graphs so the data points can go higher. The North Atlantic is warmer than it has ever been since people first began keeping records. Brian McNulty joins us now. He's a senior research associate at the Rosenstiel School of Marine, Atmospheric, and Earth Science at the University of Miami. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Peter.
Why don't we start with temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean? What are you seeing? How warm have they gotten?
It's really remarkable. It's been at record warm levels since March, but I think what's outstanding about what we're seeing in the last few weeks is it's becoming more above normal. In other words, we're now breaking the records by even more.
How much?
Across the North Atlantic, we're now at about like a degree C, which is 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Above normal. And that might not sound like a huge number, but when you average it over a large area like the whole North Atlantic Ocean and compare it to a long-term average, that's a really big number, actually.
Mm. And I'm thinking about hurricanes that form with warm water, also ocean life like coral reefs that will suffer when the water gets that much warmer. What exactly is the consequence of those warming waters?
We've kind of expected to see the tropical Atlantic hurricane season kind of get a head start in this part of the ocean. Normally, in the eastern Atlantic, we don't really see that pick up until August, September. And we now have a tropical depression out there and one right behind it that stands a good chance of forming as well. And it's completely odd to have that happening in mid-June.
Do we know why the oceans are getting as warm as they have? Is it just because of a warming planet, a global warming?
I think that is a piece of it. But one of the big things that we've seen in the last few weeks and even two or three months is this subtropical high pressure system that lives in the North Atlantic pretty much all year. That is much weaker than normal for this time of year. And it's located further to the southwest than normal. And I think the combined effect that that has on allowing these ocean temperatures to get so warm is actually coming from two things. It's reducing the wind speed across the tropical Atlantic, so those weaker winds are helping the water to warm up quicker. We're also not seeing the usual huge plumes of African Saharan dust blow off the continent, which we normally see lots of in June. That's very normal. Those plumes are actually kind of reflective. The plumes kind of act to intercept the sun's energy rather than it going into the ocean. So without those now, we're getting that extra heating because the sun's reaching the ocean there too.
And the dust isn't in the atmosphere because the winds aren't as strong as they normally are.
Right.
It's also an El Nino year. Does that have anything to do with the warmer oceans?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's kind of an indirect effect that El Nino has on the Atlantic, because El Nino is actually defined as temperature anomalies in the equatorial Pacific Ocean, and the relationship that has on the Atlantic is actually through wind shear. Generally, we see reduced numbers of Atlantic hurricanes because of that increased wind shear, but There's always a but in nature. if El Nino were the only thing acting, that would be the case, that we would see the higher wind shear through the tropical Atlantic, and it would reduce the both the number of hurricanes and oftentimes how strong they can get. But with these record warm ocean temperatures in the tropics, that can kind of have the opposite effect. Now, it's hard to say how they'll compete once we get into the peak of the season, but as of right now, the really warm ocean temperatures are winning over El Nino's wind shear.
We know the planet is warming. It's been doing so for many years. But I think the charts in this study really drove it home. As I said, the graphs had to be revised to go higher, literally off the charts. Do you think a report like this got people's attention?
I think it did. There's a lot of people talking about this. The average person who doesn't always look at this is seeing it, hearing about it, and thinking, okay, something must be up. If these people who look at it all the time think it's weird, then it's probably weird.
Brian McNulty is a senior research associate at the University of Miami. Brian, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Peter. Thank you.